This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Bihar's Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary will take oath as the new Chief Minister of the state this morning. The swearing-in ceremony is scheduled to take place at Lok Bhavan in Patna at 11 a.m. He will be the first BJP leader to assume the top post in the state. Yesterday, Mr. Chaudhary met Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnan at Lok Bhavan and staked his claim to form the government. He was unanimously elected as leader during the NDA legislature party meeting. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said women reservation bill to be brought by the government during the special parliamentary session is balanced and fulfills the aspirations of every state, community and region. Talking to reporters in New Delhi yesterday, the minister said he reached out to every political party and no party is opposing the legislation which has been brought in the parliament session to be held from tomorrow till Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Karnataka today. During the visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Sri Guru Vairavakya Mandira at Sri Kshetra Adi Chunchungiri in Mandya district and address a gathering on the occasion. Mr. Modi will also jointly release the book titled Saundarya Lehri and Shiva Mahimna Strotam along with former Prime Minister H.D. Devagowda. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a two-day visit to Maharashtra from today. The President will attend the second convocation ceremony of AIIMS Nagpur this morning. During the ceremony, degrees and gold medals will be conferred upon a total of 210 students. Later, she will be present at the valediction ceremony of the 78th batch of Indian Revenue Service Income Tax Officer trainees at the National Academy of Direct Taxes, NADT, in Nagpur in the evening. The event marks the completion of the 16-month induction training program of 130 officer trainees of the 78th batch of IRS. The death toll in boiler explosion incident in Singhanterai of Chhattisgarh has risen to 13. The explosion occurred when a boiler tube exploded at a Vedanta limited power plant at Singhanterai village of Sakti district yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the mishap. He also announced an excrete of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. He also wished for the speedy recovery of the injured. Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai has also expressed grief over the incident and announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees each to the kin of each deceased worker and 50,000 rupees to those injured. The advance registration for the annual Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra will commence from today via online and offline modes across 554 designated bank branches in the country. Sri Amarnath Shrine Board, SASB, has issued a detailed step-by-step procedure for pilgrims. We have a report.
The registration and issuance of Yatra permit will be conducted on a first-come, first-served basis subject to a fixed daily quota for each route at every designated branch. The registration facility will be available at 554 branches of J&K Bank, Punjab National Bank, State Bank of India and Yes Bank across the country. Radio Frequency Identification Device, RFID, will be issued to every registered pilgrim and service provider. Registered pilgrims will receive group accident insurance with the sum assured enhanced to Rs. 10 lakh per person. Coverage for both accidental and natural death of ponies Rs. 50,000 per animal will be provided through the National Livestock Mission. Pilgrims aged between 13 and 70 years will be eligible for registration, while women with more than 6 weeks of pregnancy will not be permitted to undertake the pilgrimage. Pilgrims will be required to submit a valid compulsory health certificate, CHC, issued on or after April 8, 2026 by authorized doctor or medical institute. For this purpose, the Shrine Board has issued the list of doctors and institutions authorized to issue compulsary health certificate in 30 states and union territories. This is N. Gulshan Rana of Kashwani News, Jammu.
In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 32 runs at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. In today's fixtures, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Lucknow Super Giants at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.